Are you the police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
First Constable Paul Hogan joins us. Good morning, Hogs.
Good morning. Oh, I've got one. I've got a Where Were You?
Yeah,
I've
where were you?
Okay, so you'll no doubt remember when Mickey McGowan ran down almost the entire length of the MCG and kicked a goal.
Yeah.
I was at the football with my brother, and I'll never forget because the entire southern stand was on its feet screaming, but my brother had decided to take a toilet break at the time.
That's fantastic.
And I was trying to explain to him what had played out in his absence, and the bloke in front of us turned around and said, "Nah, mate, you missed it. You'll never understand."
Oh, that's great.
Was that 1994?
Oh, yeah, I was in
prelim or something, or was it a semi-final? It was something big.
I don't know. I don't think it was a final. No, even. I think it was back in those sort of mid-90s, it felt like a final for Collingwood. Right, we didn't get a real one.
Start of the season, I've just been told.
I was in Beechworth, actually. I remember the house I was in. Yeah, when he took off, like you, Hogs, it was unbelievable. Police investigate a Ringwood shooting.
That's right. Look, non-fatal shooting, but a shooting nonetheless. Detectives from the Armed Crime Squad are investigating a shooting in Ringwood that happened this morning at around 3:10. Emergency services were called to a Maidstone Street house after reports a man had been injured following a shooting. Detectives believe that two unknown males entered the property and discharged a firearm before quickly fleeing the scene. A 27-year-old man has been taken to hospital with suspected non-life-threatening injuries. Another man home at the time was not injured. At this stage, the exact circumstances of the shooting are yet to be determined, but investigators are treating it as a targeted attack.
Jeez.
And the area has been cordoned off while detectives process the scene.
Righto. And the next one, it says here, Hansel and Gretel won Turner burglary. Now, what is this about?
All right, now tell me if this reminds you of Hansel and Gretel. We're on the hunt for a man after a trail of cigarette packs were recovered following an aggravated burglary in Wantirna last night. At around 10:40, we believe that an unknown bloke went into a servo on Boronia Road wearing a mask and he's jumped the counter. Now, the store attendant was able to seek refuge in an office and was not physically injured. The offender stole an absolute heap of cigarettes as well as some cash from the till. And then officers have been told that whilst the man fled the service station, he was dropping packs of cigarettes along the way. And we think that he took off in a white car with its boot open because a trail of cigarette packs were found along Boronia Road. Now, police patrolled the area, and despite the trail of Hansel and Gretel breadcrumbs, the offender was not located, and an investigation remains ongoing. If anyone's got some information, please call Crime Stoppers.